everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. Today I am overwhelmed with very talented people. And it's going to be a great show. It's a show about a person who's left us, but who's left such a memory. So many beautiful songs. So many kids grew up with this guy. His name was David Grover. I know a lot of you know him. A lot of you have kids of your own now. Experienced his singing and his interaction with kiddos. Well, we're doing a tribute to David Grover to raise money for Berkshire Theater Group's summer camp for kiddos. And they're kids who probably wouldn't get an opportunity to ever go to camp, never mind a theater camp. And I have Kay Jo Grover. I go back, I don't want to say a long time with her because she's just a kid, but and her son Mike, and Kathy Fabrizio, and her son Michael Fabrizio, who will be the feature attraction in this fundraiser that's going to take place on July 19th. Now, I'm going to say it over and over, so don't try to crash your car to write it down. At Balderdash Winery. Now, the only thing I am going to say, there's limited tickets, so do not procrastinate. Buy them now. You can buy them through the Berkshire Theater Group box office at the Colonial. So here we are. So I've got a ton of questions, and I really do because I've been preparing for this. Michael Fabrizio, how are you?
Hello, Bill.
How are you, buddy?
I wanted to say that I love the beard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I grew that for November and just didn't shave it off because I save so much in the morning.
Yes, it looks great, my friend. It looks great.
Great. I have to tell my how I met Michael Fabrizio. It's crude and rude and kind of socially unacceptable, but that's kind of me. I went to a show to watch somebody else. That person got sick. Michael, being Michael, jumped up and said, "I'll fill in." I was so impressed. Some people are good singers and songwriters and piano players and guitar players. And other people are all around performers who bring all those talents to entertain the audience. That's how I found Michael Fabrizio. So at intermission, I followed him into the restroom and we stood together side by side. And I asked him if he wouldn't mind coming on the show. And he said, "This guy's a weirdo." But yes, I'll come on the show. And we have been, his father was Dr. Michael Fabrizio, who took care of my son and so many other kids. And we are very good friends. But Michael, your career's taken off since then, brother. You're down there in Nashville. I can say that, you know. I was in Texas.
Bill, you never cease to amaze me.
Why is that?
That story I get to hear once a year, and I laugh, and I remember that moment so vividly every single time that you tell it. And since then, I'm not sure that I've had any other bathroom meetings.
Really?
So that'll be the...
We're going to be this weekend. Lifetime. I'll stop by. We're having some sound issues. You're in and out sometimes. So, Kajo.
Yes.
You're a human dynamo. And I mean that in the best way. You mold kids. You're such a living example. And you were Dave's wife and got to experience him every day.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know where to begin with that lead-in. David, I will always be David's wife. I am eternally grateful to whatever force brought him to me. He not only was truly the love of my life, and taught me so many things. But he sort of helped me understand. I was always somebody who loved kids and worked with kids on some level, but he really helped me. I don't even know if I can describe this exactly. He showed me by example, what was sort of the most important thing about working with kids, which is honesty, which is being yourself, right? Kids can see through fake very, very quickly, right? Yeah. So if you are willing to just be you, not only do they open up to you a little bit, but it gives them permission to be themselves, right? They go, oh, maybe I can be me too. And this was, Dave was exquisite at this. I mean, I've watched moments for 30 years I was with Dave, a little more than 30 years. And I've watched moments where children, I mean, he always had kids that came up and sang, and there were kids who made requests. But I watched this moment once. We were over at the audit, I think it was at the time called the Linda. It's the auditorium at WAMC.
Yeah.
And we were doing a concert, and this little tiny girl that we'd never seen before starts making her way up to the stage, and she's, you know, tottering up there, and she gets up to the stage and she gets next to Dave, and she kind of looks at him and she looks at the chair and she scooches him over and sits down in the chair with him. And she didn't want to sing. She didn't have any particular, she just wanted to sit in the chair with him. So he just scooched and he kept playing and he did his thing, and she sat there with him for a while. And it was that kind of moment that I realized, like, I mean, he was so, his shows were not about him. They were all about the kids.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what Michael Fabrizio is like. It's about his entertain. We used to own a store on North Street called My Teacher's Closet.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. Yeah. And David played there. And like you said, kids, like one mother came in with a kid and he was, he was overactive a little bit, started opening up the Legos boxes and throwing the Legos around. Okay. And his mother said, "Now that's not nice." And he didn't care. But anyhow, I'm thinking he's going to sit still through David Grover. Right. And I'm going to grow long, blonde, curly hair. But anyhow, when David started to, I'll go to my grave with this. That kid was antsy pantsy, you know? David started to play, that kid turned, cranked his head just like that and looked at David, sat down and did not move until the end of the concert, and then was a wild man. But that's the kind of influence David Grover had over kids.
Yeah.
And you were, I was lucky to get to meet him. And of course, he and a good, very lifelong friend of mine, John Harding, they were brothers in the same lodge, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Great musicians and cared about their audiences.
Yes.
Now, Mike, Mike, just so the people know, in case you know, they're not brother and sister. Mike is K. Joe's son, although they could be brother and sister. Just a compliment to both of you. You're now with the group, but give us a little bit of your background. You got a pretty extensive background in theater.
I guess so. Yeah, thanks. I've been all over the place. I grew up here, obviously, and I came from here. And I'm just thinking about it. It's funny. I've already been teary-eyed listening to you guys talk about Dave because, you know, my mom's an old pro at this by this point. She's been doing interviews about him forever, but I don't really do it often. So it just makes me so emotional to talk about him because he's just so amazing. I grew up here. I started doing theater when I was a kid. There was a company in the old days called the Berkshire Public Theater, which used to be in the space that Barrington Stage now owns. And my mom and, I did a lot of shows there. I was playing Tiny Tim in A Christmas Carol when I was 3 years old, and lots of fun. And my mom and Dave got married somewhere, I think around maybe when I was 12 or 14. But he, of course, had been in my life growing up, you know, for years because they had been in the band together. And so it's a very interesting mix of things that I was introduced to. I had the theatrical sort of, you know, play,
Yeah.
musical, Broadway world coming at me as a kid. And then I had this folk rock singer-songwriter thing coming at me too with Dave. And we used to have a studio in the house, and, you know, I'd be 14, 15 years old, and he'd come up to my room and go, "You got 10 minutes?" And I go, "Yeah." He go, "Come on, I need you to sing this harmony for me." And I'd go downstairs, and
Oh,
I think
cool.
what, yeah, it was very fun. I'm on a lot of the albums in the old days. And there's definitely one I remember where he was insistent that me and my mom and him all sing together live, three-part harmony. He said, "Because there's something about our voices, they really blend together." He was right. It's a really good
He's
moment.
great, yeah. He was a great musician.
So it's been an interesting journey to move forward, because I think what you're also alluding to is I then moved to New York when I was 17 and went to theater school at Circle in the Square and started the long, terrible process of auditioning in the professional world and getting a million no's year after year. But eventually, I think 10 years or so after I moved there, I got a Broadway show. I was in Wicked on Broadway and did a
What?
couple Broadway shows while I was down there. And I kind of became known as one of these like rock and roll Broadway guys. You know, it's a niche thing, but there's a lot of rock shows that require people to play guitar and sing and do that whole thing. And one of the most recent things I did was this musical version of a story of Dion DiMucci, who sang, you know, "Run Around Sue" and "I Wonder Why." And
Oh, my hero, baby.
so, yeah, that's right. So Dion's been a part of this with us, and he works with me. He's still, you know, kicking in
Wow.
his early 80s and just killing it. And he used to, first of all, he was very complimentary because he said, "You know, you have that thing that a lot of Broadway people don't have." And I just thought, yeah, that thing is David Grover. Like, that's how I learned that thing.
Yeah.
But then he taught me the difference, which is, you know, Broadway performers sort of come out to the audience like, "Hey, I'm going to show you something, wow you." And he said, singer-songwriters, they just sit right where they are. They say, "I'm going on a journey. I'm going to tell a story and be me. And if you want to come, great. If you don't, that's okay." And
Yeah.
you have to kind of do that thing. And back to my mom's point earlier, I mean, Dave was king at that in everything he did. When he performed for quote unquote adults, it was no different than he was performing for children. And
Wow.
one of the things we used to talk about in the house a lot that I loved is that a lot of kids acts, you know, they sort of have the tendency to talk down to children. And I think this is a
Exactly.
common theme. They think we gotta simplify it, we gotta treat them differently. And Dave never did that. He head on talked about the honest truth of life. He sang it in a way in that perfect sort of folk, you know, sad and happy at the same time kind of
Yeah.
chord progression way that was just sincere. He sang songs very matter of fact about life and death and how to move forward and grieve and all these things. And I think that's one of the reasons why he was so connected to the kids, because they needed that, you know. So.
Well, I'm happy you're on board. And I'm happy you're on board not only for this production, but I'm happy you're on board with the kiddos of Berkshire County. I think that's wonderful. And I will say this, when we had the store, always playing in the background were David Grover CDs. And I don't take offense at this, please. And sometimes I would sing them just to clear the store out so we could close. Kathy, we've been trying to put this together for a few months now. It's finally here.
Right.
And you have worked, let me just say this, that this lady has worked behind the scenes so diligently, and this is our second year. So we learned some stuff our first year. One of the things we learned was Balderdash is a wonderful place to
Wonderful.
have a concert.
Yeah. Beautiful venue. A wonderful venue. Yeah, this is the second annual David Grover fundraiser for the education program. And the sponsors have been amazing.
Amazing.
The staff at the Colonial are amazing as always. So Michael comes from Nashville to perform, and Mike Wortella, who was David's stepson, I thought, and Kathy Jo. Kathy Jo was involved last year with the children. That was wonderful.
Oh.
And it just adds such a nice touch, a warm home Berkshire County feeling to it. And knowing that Mike was here, it was just Mike Wortella. We have this Kathy Mike thing, so people are really
Best.
I'm calling Mike Mike and Michael Michael, just for the for clarity.
Me too.
So know that Mike was here, and I know that my son knows Mike well as well. I thought it would be wonderful for Mike to come
Yeah.
and open. And it's going to be a wonderful event. July 19th, 5:30. Tickets are sold at the box office at the Colonial. There will be for that ticket there it will be catered for appetizers,
Yeah.
so people can come and have some appetizers and enjoy some chocolates from Chocolate Springs. And Josh was so nice to donate that. And there'll be a food truck outside, chalapa food and chalada truck.
Oh,
So we
cool.
have a combination of all of that. T-shirts are going to be sold again to commemorate the evening, and it should be a wonderful, wonderful time, a wonderful event. And also to help all of the children who could not afford to go to summer camp, summer
That's
theater
the
camp.
important part.
And Kathy Jo is the artistic director for
Yeah.
that, for the Colonial and for those programs. And she does an amazing job. She goes throughout Berkshire County, the Unicorn Theater, the Colonial Theater. The classes are in those venues. And it's wonderful to be able to tell a child that now you can afford to go to this camp and offer them this scholarship. And because of this event, David Grover and everything that's tied into Berkshire County.
David Grover is will be for generations to come, because there are so many CDs of his out there in vinyl,
Right.
and the people who grew up with David Grover will share that with their kids, and I really do believe that. And I have to say something about Cajo. Don't know it's nice.
Okay.
Okay. This lady works with kids like every kid's hers, and every kid feels they're hers. And she, I mean, you have to see her. What do they call the, because you know my memory, I forgot where I parked the car. What were the shows they did with the kiddos at the Colonial that you choreographed and did?
Oh my gosh, that's like 17 years worth of stuff.
Yeah, guess what? But what's the general title of it? Like,
Well, we do what's called a community production,
that's it. Yeah.
community productions. We've done that for many, many years. Some of
Yeah.
them had casts over 100. Some of them
Yeah.
were a mixture of professional actors and kids. Some of them were all kids. We just did, and I mean, some of the kids. So we are bringing in the Berkshire Theater Group Youth Chorus. For this event,
That's
the
so cool.
kids in that have some of them were in Frozen, which we recently did. Some of them were in the touring show that we do, the elementary school touring show. Some of them were in The Wall recently. Some of those kids, one of those kids was like 8 years old when I met them in a summer camp, and I think they might have even come on a scholarship. So it's a nice, lovely,
Right.
big circle. I want to throw two things at you while I'm got the moment. No, just to be clear. I'm a artistic associate in education is fully my title. I do a lot of
Right.
teaching, directing, and choreographing. Our artistic director of education is David Adkins. I don't want to
Oh,
steal
okay.
his thunder. And
Sorry.
but I want to give you two other places you can get tickets to this event because I printed out the press release. So I would not be confused. You can go to www.berkshiretheatergroup.org
Yep.
or you can call the ticket office 413-997-4444. So those are two
I
other
was just
ways.
gonna read those, but you
Okay.
did it for me. Good. No, we got, because it's a morning show, people are in and out, and it's summer now, but they got to get the kids on a bus to camp and all these. So we'll, for those people who didn't get it, please don't crash your car into a pole trying to write it down. And Michael, Michael Fabrizio, you've cut album CDs, whatever you call the current term. I have over 1,000 vinyl records there from
Wow.
three homes that people have died, and we've inherited everything from, ready? You, none of you may remember Perry Como.
I remember Perry Como.
No, yes. You're too young. You must have heard him on an old show. But Michael, your contribution to this is wonderful. I appreciate you coming up from Nashville. Last year when you did this, you really got into it. I mean, it became a part of you. I mean, that's what I sensed watching you.
Yeah, I think for me, David was a friend. He was a confidant, and there was a lot of emotions running through me after I learned of his passing. And like so many, I grieved for quite a while with it. And then I started to look at what David had given me as far as knowledge, as support, belief, and time. I would go over to David and Kathy's house and record with him and sit there and laugh and rewrite verses. And, you know, those moments are ones that I treasure, that I think really shaped. I think one of the hardest things in this industry is to keep a strong belief in yourself, because there's so much being thrown at you, and there's so many negatives and so many no's and so many things that can go wrong, especially nowadays, because I think the overall number of musicians in the world has increased exponentially with regards to social media and all of that. And David's belief in me and my move to Nashville was one of the things that kept me going when I got here, because he said, you know, you don't write like everybody else and you don't sing like everybody else. And from some people, you might take that as an insult, but from David, it was incredible advice that I've taken with me all the time. And his voice sort of rings in my head at times where, you know, I'm in a situation in a venue and everybody is a country songwriter and they're singing their songs and I'm getting up and doing, I guess, what my version of country would be, and remembering, you know, David's voice echoing, like, you don't write like everybody else. You don't sing like, and like, it's okay to be yourself. And I think we've all kind of touched on that aspect of what David brought and what music and theater do for kids to kind of bring out their emotions and show them what they can be and give them hope. And, you know, that was the legacy of David is so much more than his music and his humanitarian efforts and what he's done for the community. I was playing Here We Go Around Again, rehearsing it the other day, and my son Leo, who's 2 and a half, he's sitting there like just dumbstruck, like, and he is just like that story you were saying, he won't stay still ever. And so I got that song, and it's just that little picking in the beginning, and it's just beautiful. It's like David comes through even when I'm singing it. There's this emotion, you know, to it, because it's just such a beautiful song, and so many of his songs were like that. And I also find it to be like children in the audience here and there, when they smile and when they come up and when they maybe put money in the tip jar, I think of David very, very often, because that really, like, to impress a music executive is one thing, but to impress and affect a child is so much better.
That's right.
And so, you know, those moments that he had for decades of that was, I'm sure, very fulfilling for him. And obviously the reciprocating factor of the children was, you know, it was unbelievable. So I'm certainly honored to be a part of this again. I've been looking forward to it since last year's, and I've done it now since 2019, but we skipped, 2020, obviously. The David Grover has been the last 2 years. So I'm very excited about being back up there.
And I think it's appropriate, because David Grover's entire professional career was entertaining children and sending kiddos. If he, I'm sure if he had the the wherewithal, he would pay for them to go to camp himself. That's just the kind of person he was.
Yes.
And I mean, probably don't look like this, but my wife and I, we passed mid-70s. So figure that out for yourselves. We don't usually get involved with things anymore. Somebody said, why don't you run for mayor? And I went, I don't, at my age, you don't run for things. You run from things. This is a work of love, a love of Kajo, who I think the world of, Mike and David. I mean, he was always a kind, loving, gentle person. And his music, you said it, Michael, his music will live on forever because other people will perform it.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. This is 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV. But before we go, the ticket office at the Berkshire Theater Group, 413-997-4444. And it's www.berkshiretheater, and it's spelled differently, T-H-E-A-T-R-E group.org. This is my flag. Right now, I know there's a lot in the world going on, a lot of not nice stuff. But when you go to a cemetery and you say bad things about this country, when you go to a cemetery, look around. We were just there the other day, and even Roseanne, my Polish princess, my beautiful wife, said, oh, my God, look at all those flags. So when you tear down this country, you tear down everything that those people at some point in their life signed on the dotted line they would give their life. Just remember that. Excuse me. PCTV channel 1301. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is a great show with great people. And I promise Michael actually went to Kate McGuire and they have a restraining order. I will not be singing at Balderdash. As my music teacher said, you have a unique voice. Go play football. All right. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sondrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I am here. This show is phenomenal. If you care about kids and you love music and you just need to get away to a great venue and decompress. I have to say this because I have to say it. The Polish princess and I went to see Abe Lincoln in Illinois at the Unicorn. I was totally blown away. I've been a Lincoln fan since I was in North Junior High, and I actually wrote a paper and got an A on it. I didn't get a lot of A's. But if you get a chance, please get there and see it. Please get there and see it. I wrote something on Facebook about what I thought. What you get to see is a different Abe Lincoln, different from the one you learned in school. You get to see the humanity of Lincoln, his flaws, his concerns, his humanity. Please get to see it. It's a wonderful production. Thank you for letting me do that, boys and girls.
Absolutely.
Another great part about this show is Kajo and Mike are going to be with some of the kiddos. And jump on whoever wants to take it, or both of you take it.
Yes. Okay. So kiddos, we have really quite a lot of, we have like 100 or so that are really part of the company here. We do. Yeah. And it took us a while to build back up after COVID, because that, yes, that was crazy. We do a lot of programs. We teach in-school playwriting programs. We teach after-school 21st century programs. We teach acting classes. We teach, we do the summer camps. We do an elementary school touring show, which is a middle and high school age cast performing for elementary school kids all over. And actually we've hit now, I think we were at least 3 states this wow. last year. They wanted us in Maine. They called us to go to Virginia. I mean, we couldn't do them all, but they wanted us. Those are all important programs. The summer camps, which this is specifically raising scholarship money for, are one of the things that we do. I think we have 6 of them this year.
Wow.
And they're a week long. And one of those camps is a playwriting camp, which I think is 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. And some of those scholarship kids are chosen from the program. So I go and teach that playwriting program in the schools, wow, Barrington, Lee, Richmond. And then each class that I teach, children are chosen from that class to get those scholarships. And so that's a wonderful piece of this that I really, we go in with, we teach the kids to write the plays. They have a whole, study guide, and we go through it with them. And then one kid's show is chosen, and the rest of the class then becomes actors, and we create the ensemble, and we rehearse, and we perform that play. And then we like to spread the love and choose a couple of other kids to come and do the camp. And then they'll meet kids from other schools, which is another one of the things that I think is really important about the camps and the programs that we do here at BTG with the kids, which is they're all these kids are from all different schools. They're from South County. They're from North County, yeah, from Pittsfield. Once you bring them together in a space, it's not like, it's different from a sports tournament, right? We love a good sports tournament, but it's not it becomes less competitive.
Yeah.
It brings them together. We've talked a couple of times about it being a safe place for kids to be themselves. One of the things that happens is you bring all these kids from other schools who may not feel like they found where they fit in their school.
Yeah. But then
they find a whole bunch of other kids who feel exactly the same way. And now they're all together, and now they found where they fit.
Oh, so that's great.
That is a really important part of it for me. We'll do 5 other summer camps that are primarily acting camps. The age ranges on those, I think we start as young as 2nd grade on those.
Wow.
Maybe even younger. It could be even younger. But they're broken down by groups. And I have 2, Mike will be assisting with some of that summer camp stuff. And I also have 2 kids, 2 lovely ladies, who just graduated from high school, who have been with our programs and in our shows since they were quite young, Liz Irwin and Lillian Colvin, who will be assisting in those summer camps. So they now go from being students to being teachers in the program. And we talked earlier, I don't know if this was part of the live part or not, but we talked earlier about how the skills you develop in the theater can translate into anything. So these 2 girls that are helping me, Lillian is going into theater. She's going off to Boston University. She's going to study. Wow. She wants to be in theater. Liz, and I know you, Bill, in particular, will appreciate this. Dear Liz is going, she wants to be a behavioral analyst with the FBI. And wow. So she's taking the skill sets that she learned with us and all the, she's a very, very bright girl.
Well, that's wonderful.
And off to DC, she's going to go, and she's going to go to college down there. And I think she even gets to do an internship at the FBI. So yeah. To go back to what we said, the goal of the programs, theater programs for kids is not necessarily to turn everybody into a Broadway star.
Right.
goal is to give these kids a safe place where they feel like they can be themselves, where they can find the confidence to figure out who they are and what they want and where they want to take it, whether it's theater or anything else.
Right.
I love that. And I think we all love that about it. And it's why it's so important. And it's why and so it's so important that we have scholarships so that we can get kids into these programs who wouldn't otherwise be able to participate.
Right.
And the other piece that I would just throw in, not that I know anything about this, but the piece I do know about are kids who would never, never, and I'll say it one more time, never enter the doors of a theater or know anything about acting, playwriting, or because it's just not in their sphere. Mm-hmm. But we are trying to bring kiddos, and I say we, that's why I'm involved and my wife, to get those kids to see there are other opportunities in this world.
That's right.
And K-Jo, you have been demonstrating that to kids so very well for so very long, and I applaud you for it. I really do.
And Allison, and we have to mention Allison Rachelle Bales.
Allison Rachelle Bales. Yep, she's in charge of the education piece.
Yep,
and just for old time's sake, I have to, my former big shot there, Travis Daly.
Yeah.
My famous story about Travis Daly was I was working security at the back gate during the Christmas Carol. And this kid come out and the mother says to the kid, how come you don't behave like that when you're home? And the kid says, because you're not Travis. So there you go. You don't think that K-Jo and Michael and Mike and have an influence on these kids? Trust me.
They do.
They have a direct influence. They're going to see Michael from Nashville. Mm-hmm. Now, some kid may not even know where Nashville is, but he's going to see somebody who was from here, who's gone there and is being successful.
Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, most of the ones that I dealt with, their vision was that, like that, myopic.
Mm-hmm.
They lived in violence. They grew up in violence and drug and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, when you see those kids singing, does it remind you of you?
Yeah, I was actually thinking back just now as far as my theater background is certainly not extensive, but I was the lead in The Sound of Music when I was in seventh grade. And Captain Von Trapp and singing Edelweiss. And
I never knew that.
It really gave me, Mia, my sister sometimes will just say, hey, Michael, the hills are alive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's so much to be said about expression and expressing yourself. And music and the arts is, in my opinion, the best way to do that. Maybe there could be other things with that could work too. But as far as bringing out feelings and showing you sort of the person that you are, because I don't think unless you've experienced things that in specific feelings, are you able to really understand not only those feelings, but how to deal with those feelings. And I think that some of the plays in themselves have those, you know, motifs to them. And then you're actually using your own energy and emotion to emit. So it's really an incredible process. The whole thing is amazing. And I'm so glad that it's being done on such a high level back in my home area. And you've got wonderful people like Mike and Kathy and Berkshire Theater Group and Bill yourself and all you've brought to the community and my parents as well. So it's just it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I've watched my dad work with patients, obviously, for 40 years, and hit the passion that he brought and the hope and the obviously the lessons and the people that were so sad when he retired. And, you know, it's for me, the Berkshires is an extremely special area. I always tell my wife that I always breathe better up there. Like the air is cleaner. It just feels like such a wholesome, community-based place. And so to be able to come back and and share, you know, my music, and some of David's music and his legacy. And it's going to be an incredible event. I really hope people come. As far as, I'm just going to throw this in there because I know we're running a little bit short on time, but as far as what I'm going to be performing, it'll be some original music. It'll be some cover songs, David songs. And I'm also been for the last few years doing a lot of songs in Italian. So I plan on throwing some of those songs in there too. Just kind of making it a really diverse day of music. I know Mike and Kathy have tons of diverse stuff going on in their set. So we just want to keep it, you know, all over the place. So Everybody, if you're not a fan of one song, you may like the next song, or, you know, I think it's just going to be a really fun day.
I have to just jump in and say one thing about your dad, a personal thing with the old soldier and his son. My son, when we lived in Kansas, out there in Leavenworth, got hit by a car and almost lost his left leg. And we came home to Pittsfield and went to Dr. Fabrizio. And the doctors in Kansas said, "Mister, don't be upset. He probably won't play sports. He'll probably always have a pronounced limp." And Dr. Michael Fabrizio retired, and there were a lot of tears that day, said, "I'm not going to tell a kid that. Let him do whatever he can do." Well, Patrick played football. He wrestled. He ran track. And he doesn't limp. So I guess that's a compliment to Dr. Michael Fabrizio and all these thousands of kids he's seen through his career. But I had to say that in fulfillment of him. So I want to let people know, again, please don't procrastinate. July the 19th, 6 o'clock. It'll come out.
5:30. And Balderdash in Richmond.
Balderdash in Richmond. There's plenty of parking. Please don't call me. That's what happened last year. "Hey, Bellis, they're parking there?" "No, you got to park in Pittsfield and walk." No, you don't. You can park.
And we have a shout out to Donna and Christian Hansen for the beautiful venue, work that they've done there, and the events that they have there are incredible, and they're incredible people, and their wine will be there as well. So we'll have the ability to experience the winery as well. So,
and that's cool to see. The other thing I meant to do it during the break, but my memory by now. Mike, during COVID, you starred in a production outside when nobody was doing anything. Kate McGuire put on two plays. Just recap it for us, please, Mike.
Real quick. I mean, it was a pretty intense time, as we all recall. But yes, Kate and Berkshire Theater Group had the wherewithal to put on live theater at that time. So we built a tent out in the parking lot behind the theater and a set. And because it was one of the only shows happening at the time, it did garner a lot of attention nationwide. So there was a lot going on, but it was a beautiful thing. And we, in that production, because of COVID, we didn't even look at each other so that we wouldn't face each other for the spray and the germs. And so we were out to the audience, and we found theatrical ways to tell an entire story and move people and get really sincere. And, that's the thing that theater can do. That's the thing that music can do that we all keep talking about, that my stepdad was so great at, which is connecting with an audience, being honest, being sincere, giving them a place to feel safe. Berkshire Theater Group does it as well as anybody I've ever seen. And we're excited to bring that, coming up in July. It's going to be great.
And again, I wanted to bring that out because this is the working with kids, overcoming COVID restrictions. That's the essence of Berkshire Theater Group. I think back in my old Army days, they had a saying, improvise and overcome. Well, that's what we're doing. We are improvising this show every year. It's new and refreshing. and entertaining, and we're overcoming some of the drawbacks that some of these kids have financially. And if you can get, even if you can't go, if you want to make a donation, you can send it to the Berkshire Theater Group and put in the memo line for the education department or for the camp. And I mean that from my heart. It's you will never regret doing it. I promise you that. And I know everybody's looking for money, but I will ask you from my heart, if you can buy tickets, buy them. And if you can't make it and you want to make a contribution, that's fine too. You can call the box office, get your tickets, and call as soon as you watch this. No, you can't do that after 10 o'clock because you can call, but there's nobody there. It's 8:30 in the morning. But call 413-997-4444 and or go on www.berkshiretheater.com. Spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E group.org. You can buy them online. I know a lot of people who watch me on this show, they just assume call because of the technology piece. I guess when you work with kiddos, as Kate, Joe, and Michael have, and Michael and Mike and Kathy. Kathy worked in the press. Kids will remember something for a very long time. Mm. No, you don't think they do. But I found working with my group of kiddos that they remember stuff that happened to them or was said to them when they were 3 and 4 years old. So this is an experience, and K-Joe said it, maybe they'll never act again in their life or sing. But you know what they will do? They'll have that memory. And years ago, I wrote a thing for a magazine called Making Memories, because in my early life, I got transferred a lot. And I would always say to my son, we're making memories, going somewhere new. And you will, by bringing your grandson, your grandchildren, your children, you can bring them to this production, because next, they may want to be there and play next year. Okay, Joe, you're starting already in summer school doing your work, and you know, I think you need some recognition too. David was wonderful, but you, my good friend, were like my wife is to me. You're my rock, and you were his, or she's my rock, and you're David's rock, and I mean that. And Mike's laughing, so he knows.
I just know what she's going to say next. Go ahead, Mom.
Do you? Thank you. Sometimes I might have also been a rock in his shoe, but...
that goes with the turf.
Yeah. There's a lyric in his song. There's a lyric in one of his songs about we'll take turns being strong and knowing we can share. That's what we did. David and I took turns being strong or calm or whatever was needed in various moments. You know, you've met me, you've all met me. I tend to go about 90 miles an hour pretty much all the time. And I can certainly spin off into a panic, relatively easily. David was the only human being who could just look at me and very quietly say, now, Kath.
Yeah, that's David.
Yeah, right? And that's whatever came after that didn't matter. He was my rock. He was my calm, my peace, right? And he still is. Oftentimes when I am spiraling, I have to just talk directly to Dave or listen for what he's trying to tell me. So it was a partnership, for sure. And I like to think it continues. I'm sorry. I got a little misty.
No, I know.
I miss him a lot. But I listened to him on my way here this morning. I can listen to him anytime I want. And that's the beauty of it. Not everybody has that. Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for David Grover.
And I think the world that knew David Grover, and I mean knew David Grover, they're very happy that their paths crossed. Michael, I think Fabrizio said some of the greatest tribute to him, that he wouldn't be where he, basically paraphrasing Mike, he gave him the launch to be where he's at. And you know, we didn't have to ask Michael Fabrizio twice to come, because and that's a tribute to you and David and Michael too. And Mike, that's too many mics here. I got some. It's confusing. But the Michael Fabrizio, in closing, what, any last words, thoughts, or?
Want to say, I think of all the shows that I have played, this has always been one that I've really enjoyed, and working with everybody that you see here. And I haven't worked with Mike actually side by side before, so I'm excited about that too. But it's such a fantastic group, and it's for such a great cause. And I know it's not a memorial, but certainly there's an aura of David around this event. And it's going to be a really fun day. And I think that everybody that misses it usually says, "Oh, I didn't know about it." So this is a great, you know, thing. Get it out there and share it. And I think we've been sold out, I think, every year, and we've done well every year. So we just hope to be growing on that.
And I will say it again. Please don't procrastinate, because Michael's right. I've had people say, "Well, I don't know anything about it." Well, what rock were you living under? We've been on radio and television. And they say, "Well, the big rock out there in Lanesboro, Balance Rock." But
that's right.
Don't procrastinate. It's limited seating. Now, maybe we'll be able to make some accommodation. I'm not promising anything. Just get your tickets now. You can get your tickets by dialing 413-997-4444. Or you can go online if you're a techie. theatregroup.org. Get your tickets. Don't miss this. And the one thing we almost forgot to say, I'm going to say it, it is a family-friendly show. It's for kids. It's about kids. It's to entertain kids. So don't hesitate to bring your kiddos. Really do not. And here's the other beautiful part. If they get antsy, they can go outside and you can still hear.
Yeah.
You can be out in the beautiful weather and hear the songs. Mike, last words.
Me? I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, Bill. Thanks. It's always great to see you. You're so charming and so funny.
Seeing you.
And so kind. And I'm so grateful to be in this group with my mother and Kathy and Michael. I mean, you know, it's like Berkshire royalty, and I get to be a part of it. So I'm so grateful.
Sweet.
We're gonna have a great time. Well,
you, my friend, are will be assumed shortly in a Berkshire royalty. You're a talented, talented guy. Kathy Fabrizio, have I missed anything?
I think you covered it all. This was wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on this show and to bring us all together. I feel, you know, like they're my family as well as you. So it was.
I am your family, by the way.
Huh? What?
I am your family.
You are. You got a birth certificate.
But I mean, all of us, you know, it just felt really like a warm setting here for sure.
And I would like to thank all the people that are behind me at the station at WTBR and PCTV. I couldn't do this without you guys. Right. I'd also like to thank Amy from Berkshire Theater Group for help coordinating this and getting the word out and all the different emails and, you know, because no one exists in this world alone.
Right.
And I mean that. And I can't say enough good things about these people that you see, from KJO we've done work together for a long time, known each other, and I have the highest level of respect for what she does. Michael Fabrizio, from our bathroom meeting to today, I think the world of him. And he's a wonderful entertainer. And that, I said in the beginning of the show, that's as important as a singer or instrument player. Because if they're playing for themselves, they're not entertaining you.
Right.
That's a trait I believe he learned from David. Mike, good to see you back in town, baby. And Kathy, thank you for all the work you put into this. And as I say at the closing of every show, God bless. And today, do something for somebody else to make their day a little brighter and their load a little lighter. And please never disrespect this. A lot of people have died. A lot of people are buried under this. Please don't disrespect it. To all of my friends, be well. Talk to you soon. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll catch up. Thank you, Bill.
Don't, Michael, please call Kate and get the restraining order lifted about my singing.
No dancing either.
You can sing, but the restraining order means he can't follow you into the bathroom.
Yeah. I think they're only singing.
How am I gonna book them for the next show? Hey, everybody, have a good day.
Bye, everybody. Keep on.